堂听 class.com。
Number 9. Coming to one's doctor for checkup.
David, I haven't seen you for ages. I think you are coming to your 6-month checkup about 6 months late.
Yeah, you're right, doctor. What can I say? I've been feeling healthy this last year, so I never really thought about coming in for a checkup.
Then what made you decide to come in now?
Lately, I've been feeling tired a lot.I don't know what it is, but I don't seem to have any energy these days.
I see. When did this start?
A few weeks ago. I changed jobs last month. It started soon after.
What are you doing now?
I'm doing a lot of computer work. I sit in front of a keyboard and a monitor for about 6 hours a day.I've heard that monitors put out harmful radiation. Is that true?
Not really. Sitting in front of a monitor is probably safer than sitting in front of the TV. I wish my children would sit in front of a computer instead of the TV.
I usually watch TV at night, too. I'm getting a double dose of video every day.
It doesn't sound like you have a serious health problem.You should exercise at night. You would have more energy.
That's easier said than done, but I'll try it.
Good boy. Now, let's get your checkup started.
Number 9. Coming to one's doctor for checkup.
David, I haven't seen you for ages. I think you are coming to your 6-month checkup about 6 months late.
Yeah, you're right, doctor. What can I say? I've been feeling healthy this last year.So I never really thought about coming in for a checkup.
Then what made you decide to come in now?
Lately, I've been feeling tired a lot. I don't know what it is, but I don't seem to have any energy these days.
I see. When did this start?
A few weeks ago. I changed jobs last month. It started soon after.
What are you doing now?
I'm doing a lot of computer work. I sit in front of a keyboard and a monitor for about 6 hours a day. I've heard that monitors put out harmful radiation. Is that true?
Not really. Sitting in front of a monitor is probably safer than sitting in front of the TV. I wish my children would sit in front of a computer instead of the TV.
I usually watch TV at night, too. I'm getting a double dose of video every day.
It doesn't sound like you have a serious health problem. You should exercise at night. You would have more energy.
That's easier said than done, but I'll try it.
Good boy. Now, let's get your checkup started.
Number 10. Traffic jams.
What's the problem? Why are these cars moving so slowly? Traffic in the city is the worst. I don't know why something can't be done about it.
There's no use complaining. It won't change anything. I just wish it wasn't so hot.
I know complaining won't change anything, but it makes me feel better. This heat is terrible. With our luck, the car will overheat.
I know I'm overheating. This is a huge traffic jam. I wonder what the problem is. Maybe there's an accident, or there's construction work.
No, it's probably something stupid, like a dog asleep in the middle of the freeway. Who knows? I've seen traffic jams caused by people looking at accidents.
If people were a bit more courteous, there would be fewer problems.I think selfish drivers are the cause of most traffic problems.
And careless drivers. People who don't think about what they are doing are especially dangerous. Sometimes it seems as though there are traffic jams for no reason at all.
Well, maybe this one is like that. I can't see any reason for all this. You might as well turn off your engine and turn on the radio. It looks like we're going to be here a while.Number 10. Traffic jams.
What's the problem? Why are these cars moving so slowly? Traffic in the city is the worst. I don't know why something can't be done about it.
There's no use complaining. It won't change anything. I just wish it wasn't so hot.
I know complaining won't change anything, but it makes me feel better. This heat is terrible. With our luck, the car will overheat.
I know I'm overheating. This is a huge traffic jam. I wonder what the problem is.Maybe there's been an accident, or there's construction work.
No, it's probably something stupid, like a dog asleep in the middle of the freeway. Who knows? I've seen traffic jams caused by people looking at accidents.
If people were a bit more courteous, there would be fewer problems. I think selfish drivers are the cause of most traffic problems.
And careless drivers, people who don't think about what they are doing, are especially dangerous. Sometimes it seems as though there are traffic jams for no reason at all.
Well, maybe this one is like that. I can't see any reason for all this. You might as well turn off the engine and turn on the radio. It looks like we're going to be here a while. Number 11. Teaching in Taiwan. So, did you read the China Post today?
No, I haven't had time. Just got up and did some exercise and made pancakes for Randall.
You made pancakes?
Yes.
You have a kitchen?
Yes, we've got a kitchen. We even went out and bought a refrigerator.
How much was that?
1,500.
1,500 NT?
Just 1,500, that's all.
Where?
It was through connections. Pulled some strings.
That's ludicrous. That's so cheap.
Yeah, the girl that we live with, she's Chinese, and she was working in a bushiban, and another woman there, her brother-in-law, sells refrigerators, air conditioners, and all kinds of things. So we just went there. It took us ages to find the place. He delivered it to us, painted it up.
Do they have more?
Sure, I can probably get the number for you.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because we're moving into this place. We found a really nice place. It's really expensive, but I just don't care, since I'm going to be here for another, at least, 18 months. But it's on Huoping Road. It's on the roof of the 12th story. It's an apartment with two levels, two bedrooms, big living room, kitchen. On the roof, there is one section of the roof that's really big, and nobody has access to it unless you go through our apartment, so it's like our backyard. The only problem with it is that it doesn't have a refrigerator. It has a stove. I really want to start doing my own cooking, because I spend so much on food here. It's incredible.
We've got one little burner that the landlord put in. We had to talk her into it. She put that in. And there's really not very much there. We just sort of manage somehow. Get stuff from the supermarket. You're close to Roosevelt Road, so you can go to the supermarket there. There's one at the corner of Hoping East Road.
Yeah, I know. That's a good place.
You can get lots of fresh vegetables and things like that. You can even buy trays that are all ready to go, kind of like TV dinners, you know? Only it's a lot fresher.
Is it cheap?
No, about 42 NT.
That's not bad, though.
It's not a whole meal, though. It isn't enough, just vegetables and a little bit of meat. It's not generous enough.
I just want to cook, because I can cook some. I can cook Mexican food pretty good. When I was in Thailand, I learned how to cook some Thai food. I want to get my girlfriend up there and impress her, but a refrigerator's really important.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have it. Today I found some fungus on some of the cups in the kitchen. We cleaned everything, but I think we're going to start soaking stuff in bleach. Stuff just grows here so fast in this hot, humid climate. Things grow so quickly, it's crazy.
Things don't really dry.
We're not used to that. It's kind of different. Anyway, I'll get the number for the refrigerator place. We took a cab up there. This cab driver took us all over the place. He didn't know where he was going. He was lost, so we ended up having a fight with him near the end because he was lost. He was just asking people here and there if they knew where to go. Finally, we made it to some little alley, and he dropped us off there, then told us to go a certain way, but it was the wrong way. We had to go down the other way. It was just this hole-in-the-wall place. I mean, nobody knew where it was, so you have to get really accurate directions as to how to get there. They gave us a good deal. Maybe if we say that you're a friend of Anna's, and they will...
Yeah, well, even if it's a little more expensive than that, I don't mind. I just don't want to pay 10,000 NT for one.
No way. You don't have to pay that.
There's no furniture in this place. All I've got is a tatami.
What are you going to do?
Just wait. Get some money together and get some furniture.
Apparently the thing to do is wait until somebody has a moving out sale. You know, the newspaper's where you look, and some people are moving out of Tianmo. Get a Tianmo paper. Maybe the Grapevine.
What's the Grapevine?
It's some paper put together by the English community here. I saw a couple of copies over at the American Cultural Center. Kind of interesting. If you like doing crossword puzzles, they had some of those in there. Some news, just Taipei news, hints, Lois hints. You know those in the newspaper back home? Well, they had some of those, and one of them was that if you use bay leaves, put them in the corners of your cupboards, it will keep the bugs out. Maybe that's one that you will want to know for your new house.
I'd like to keep the ants out anyway.
I think it's supposed to work for ants, too.
Put them all over the house.
Yeah, in every corner.
So how is teaching going?
Well, the hours sort of go up and down like a yo-yo, you know. Up and down, and just when I think it's all going along smoothly, I'll have a week where one of my students will call in sick. Somebody else is going to a convention, and then someone else this past weekend forgot that it was Mother's Day, and they had to cancel. So I had a really crazy week there, but it was good because I needed a break. I'd been working too many hours, but I'm really good private students. I just really enjoy them so much.
You're teaching mostly private?
No. 3 days a week at a Bushiban, so I teach GEP and TOEFL writing. It's interesting. At first it was...
I taught TOEFL in Thailand. I didn't really enjoy it.
The TOEFL I didn't like because I had to hurry so many sections of the course. Just give them a really scanty bit of information about some of the things. But in the GEP we got to go into depth.
What is the GEP?
It's Graduate English Program. It's for people that are going overseas.
For graduate studies?
It's really interesting because you're with these people for 6 weeks, and it's 6 hours in the week, and you really get to sort of know them a bit, and can see some real progress in the work. Some of them don't come to every class, which is unfortunate, because at the end they have to write an evaluation about the course, and some of them say this course is too short, and they miss half the classes, or else they'll say, I think we shouldn't spend too much time doing this part, or we should spend more working on sentence combining. Something like that, but it's because they miss all the classes on sentence combining. So they just don't realize how valuable it is coming to every class.
What kind of problems do you see with your students?
Well, some of them are really quite good, and their English is quite good. The problem with them is that they just haven't had enough practice speaking English. They don't know all those phrases that we're so accustomed to, that we don't even think about. So they'll have problems with those. But I mean, they're pretty smart, some of them. So with a bit of time, they'll be familiar with them. Some of the others, they don't work hard enough at it. They don't have enough time. Some of them work at trading companies during the day. They really don't have much to put into it. They're just coming because they need to improve their English for their work. But they don't have much time to do their homework, you know, to put much into it. And then the other ones complain at the end of the course it's not long enough or something.
I found the pronunciation problems they have are quite interesting, I think. Such as consonants at the end of a word often don't get pronounced. The worst one that I've noticed is M, my nay, instead of name. I'm going ho instead of going home. It's quite interesting because they have only two consonant endings in Chinese, N and NG. That's a really difficult problem to correct, especially with people who've been speaking English for quite a long time and not working on that area of pronunciation. So you find people who've been speaking English, maybe only a little bit, but they've been speaking English for 5 years, 6 years, and their pronunciation is quite bad, because they've been in these bad habits for so long. To correct it is almost impossible. It's quite interesting, because I teach children most of the time, and I take them from not speaking any English whatsoever and start them off with, "Hello, how are you? What's your name? and to correct their pronunciation on M is like grab the lips and go, mmm, shake them around like that. So it's quite funny. I stand in front of the group of kids and they all say, I fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
The students that I work with are mostly university students, so I don't find that's a real problem. I've heard other people say that.
I've found that most adults, their pronunciation is quite not so good.
I know what you mean about endings. Some of the S's, that's what I find they have trouble with. Maybe the university students have been drilled a little bit more on endings. They're also more familiar with spelling.
They're quite familiar with spelling.
I think they've just worked a lot more on it. They know how something looks. I think they know how to spell it out more.
It's great when you're having a conversation. You're going on, you say some word, they don't understand it, and they say, how do you spell it? 20% of the conversation is like spelling words. But that's quite good. I mean, if it works. In a way, they have an advantage over us trying to learn Chinese. They give you a Chinese word. How do you spell it? Well, you have a picture. It doesn't give you any idea how it's pronounced, or what the meaning might be. In a way, I think if you're an English speaker, maybe you have an advantage for pronunciation in several languages, because our sound system is one of the largest sound systems around. Out of all the languages in the world, you find English produces possibly the most amount of sounds, certainly in consonants. I know Thai language has a few more vowel sounds than we do, but we have quite a few vowels, many more than Chinese. I mean, we have A, E, I, O, U, which is 5 letters, but they all have at least 3 sounds that go with them. So that's about 15 vowel sounds. Thai has about 20-something vowel sounds. We've got endless varieties of consonants and consonant combinations.
Well, it's really interesting studying Chinese, because I'm learning so much more about English.
Yeah, you do, certainly.
I really have trouble with the Chinese, being able to understand just the slight nuances. I just can't hear the difference sometimes, because the sounds are so similar to me.
And also you have a lot of words that sound exactly the same that have different meanings, which, again, is due to the limited sound system in Chinese. There are only 36 sounds in Chinese that can be made. So if you have a language of 5,000 words that the average person is using, and 36 sounds, you have many words that are the same with different meanings. I've found that Chinese is quite difficult for me, but the Thai language, which I speak fairly well, is very closely related to Chinese. Although there are many quite large differences, some of the concepts in Chinese, I've already done the work conceptually in Thai. So it's quite easy just to say, oh yes, I already know how to do that. But other things are just completely different. Just completely different. It's just a whole new ball game.
I think Thai has 8 tones, doesn't it?
5.
5 tones, so then you're already used to hearing tones.
Right. Every tone in Mandarin is in Thai, with one extra tone. So in Chinese, you've got ma, 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 right? In Thai, you have mai, 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 mai. So it's the same. It's just one extra one. Tones really don't give me too much trouble, but some of the constructions really do. In Chinese, some of them are really strange. That one word, duh.
Oh yeah, duh. When to stick that in there?
When to put that in there, and why do you put it in there?
I never really understood that until I got a roommate to go over it with this kid's book that she's got. Her niece has this book that she lent to me. She is 7. She gave me this book to study from. They use duh in there a lot with these little picture words and everything. It's like our ABC book. And then it made more sense to me about the duh, although I couldn't possibly explain it.
Some of it, like when you get into clauses, you know, when using duh at the end or a clause or before the subject of a sentence is quite confusing. I mean, for me, if I want to use a clause, I have to sit there and think, you know, okay, duh, and then the rest of the sentence. So I'm speaking and then stop, think, right, got it, go on, funky, really funny language.
You can see how the people that learn two or three languages go on to learn seven or eight. You start building on that knowledge, like you with your Thai. Now that transfers over into Chinese. And if you were to learn another Oriental language, like Japanese, if you went to Japanese, you're studying the writing, the characters, aren't you?
I was putting a lot of effort into it about 6 weeks ago. When I got sick, I was sick for 2 weeks, like 2 months ago or something. And I didn't go to school. I didn't do anything. After that, I was so behind in the writing, I just kind of gave up. In the summertime, I'm going to stop school for a couple of months so I can work more hours. At that, I'm just going to review. My plan is to work on the writing. Whether I do it or not, I don't know, but eventually I'll do it. I'm going to be here a long time, so...